Good afternoon, everybody. This is Julie Caswell, president of AAEA. We won't be able to do a whole roll call very effectively because we have people joining. So let me start over again. This is Julie Caswell.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
I'm Marjorie from Colorado State University.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, this is Mohua from Noble Foundation.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
So we have on the call, so I'm going to just do a general hi to everybody who's joined us, and thank you very much. We do have about 110 moderators for the selected paper sessions at the Minneapolis meetings, and of course you are one of them, so thank you very much for doing this and for participating. We also have on the call Brian, our executive AAEA executive director, Kristen, who is a senior meetings manager, and Anna, who is the meetings coordinator. So all of you have probably from time to time been getting messages from them, getting set up for the meetings in Minneapolis. And so I'd like to just give you an introduction to the thinking around the selected paper sessions, and please feel free. I'll kind of pause at a couple points. If you have questions that you want to come in with, please very much feel free to do that. And, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. So the approach that we're really interested in talking with all of you today is the idea of some changes in our approach to the selected paper sessions. And it's not really a change in the way the selected presentations sessions, sort of the length of the number of papers, but we really want to focus AAEA as a group on the culture of engagement for these selected paper sessions. And as you know from your experience, the selected paper sessions are the part of the meeting that touch the most attendees, the largest number of attendees, most directly. And that happens because of people being the presenters in particular, and then having an opportunity to present their work and receive comments and feedback. And it's really important to the presenters, to the moderator, and to the attendees in the session that they have an opportunity to network with other people in the session. And particularly, these selected paper sessions are a spot where, you have a select number of people who are interested in the topic that you're interested in. So we would like to really strengthen the engagement in these sessions. So I'm going to pause a second and ask if people can hear me well.
Yes.
Excellent. Great. Any questions coming up right away?
No, yet.
Okay. Thank you. The presented papers are a real feature of the culture of engagement at the meetings. The idea that people have the opportunity to present their work and get comments from the work. And we have been receiving some feedback the last couple meetings, at least, that sometimes the selected paper sessions have been a bit disappointing for the presenters, and their disappointment comes if and when, as was sometimes happening, that they really weren't receiving feedback on their work. And so we thought about that in the AAEA board, along with the selected presentation committee, thought about how we could restructure the selected paper. The selected papers sessions are very popular with people who attend because they love the opportunity to present their work. But how could we restructure these sessions to make sure that everybody does get productive feedback? And so what we thought to do would be to set a standard, best practices for the selected presentations, to communicate it to you, the moderators, and also to the presenters, so that everybody would know what the structure of the session is going to be like and what to expect, and that we would structure it in a way to give, you know, plenty of time for people to get feedback. And so the first step in that process was the selection of moderators like you and your willingness to moderate a session. You'll be in the session with the sole purpose of making it a vibrant space and making it run on time, of course, but also making sure that that discussion happens for all of the participants. And so we've put together the set of guidelines that were emailed to you at the end of last week. And what I'd like to do is just kind of walk through what we're thinking about in terms of how to lay out the sessions and what those best practices are, and then we'll have some time for questions and comments. Any questions or comments that we should take up right now?
Excuse me, I have some questions.
Mm-hmm.
I have experience of moderating from last year, mm-hmm. and last year what I did, it was like providing all presenters that what's my expectation. I, for example, told them you have 20 minutes and then you have 15 minutes for presenting and 5 minutes for discussion. And I stopped them on like exactly after 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start discussing. But, you know, 5 minutes is like nothing, you know, for discussion. I don't know whether we can extend the time a little bit more than 20 minutes or not.
You mean per paper?
Yes.
Well, so the entire session is 90 minutes.
Right.
And usually you'll have 4 papers, so...
Yeah, we had 4 papers last. Yes.
So your experience was that there wasn't enough discussion to kind of fill out the time period?
No, actually, for example, after 5 minutes, I had to stop some questions because I told them, we don't have enough time, so sorry. You guys can talk after the session.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't see any real way to avoid that happening, given that it's tightly scheduled. So I think what you were doing is the practice you were using was the right one, and that you know, you basically at some point just have to move on.
Yeah, and what other policy I made, it was like providing email all of those people their email. Like, for example, I was one of the presenters, and I provide my email to other presenters, and I told them if you have more questions, you can connect me. As a moderator, I provide email for everyone for presenting. So
I think that's a great idea. And so in all of our sessions this year, so the moderators will not also be presenters in their session.
Yeah.
So that should should make for a little bit less stressful job as moderator, because you're not trying to do two things at once.
Yeah, last year I did two things at once.
Exactly. Yes. So, so I think the situation that you had was great, and so we have been, the practice was kind of a bit all over the place. There might be a session where people held questions till the end, and so some of the earlier papers in the session didn't really get a discussion. I was in a session like that last year myself. So I think the practice of 20 minutes per paper, 15, and being pretty strict about 15 minutes for presentation and then 5 minutes for questions.
Okay.
And so, yeah. And so what we would like to do is to make sure that conversation about the papers, for each paper is there, is to ask the moderators to read the papers in their session, to go on Ag Econ Search and read the papers for their session, and to really come prepared with a couple questions for each of the papers, and so that if there isn't an immediate question or questions and comments coming from the audience for a particular paper, that you could seed the discussion with a question or two, make sure that each and every presenter has an opportunity to, to have some questions. So we're not thinking that the moderator, will dominate or control the discussion, but just be there and be ready to engage the authors if the audience doesn't immediately, come forward with questions. We would also then like you ask you as a moderator to circulate the session papers to the presenters of your session a couple weeks before the meeting, and that would be a good way. That would be also the mechanism for sharing emails among the presenters. And then we're asking you as a moderator to coordinate with presenters in the session to ensure that a computer will be brought to the session. So we would like to ask the moderator to make sure that either you or one of the session participants is identified as, who will be the presentation computer that other people would be loading their work into. So you as a moderator are, making the trains run on time and making sure that everybody gets their opportunity to present, but also really actively engaged in making sure that discussion happens for all the papers. And and perhaps you will be, not perhaps, but you will be in the best position to draw connections between papers, which could add to interesting conversation as well. So when you arrive at your at the room for the session, you'll have some time cards, and you will have the normal equipment: podium, microphone, the projector, and a screen. And you will be allowing, having the presenters make their presentations, and then moderating the time for questions for each paper. And then hopefully at the end of the session, you would also have some additional time for discussion that could be generated across the papers, which I think would be a really nice feature for is a nice feature for these presented paper sessions. Since we're trying out this new format, we're going to do a survey with the presenters this year, and we're going to try to generate or get more feedback from them in terms of their experience. And so we're sort of on a trajectory to see how this format works with the dedicated moderators and kind of the structure that we've talked about, and then maybe it'll work fantastically, or maybe we'll also find things that we can change for the future that would help and make the sessions even more livelier. We are going to experiment with a lightning round session this time, and that will be more papers but only 8-minute presentations. So we'll also have those to look at to see how well they work, or not they, but we'll have one of them that we can look at for the Minneapolis meeting. So that's kind of an overview of the direction where we want to go in. And I think the bottom line for me is, and for AAEA, is that we want to do everything we can to ensure that the presenters in the sessions get some quality feedback. And you all know how hard people prepare, how much work they do for the sessions, and so we'd like those to be as interactive and as productive as possible. So that's kind of my introduction to what we're aiming for, and we'll just open the floor for questions and comments. And I'm Brian and Anna and Kristen. Please join in with anything that I might have missed or things that you'd like to add.
Julie, this is Mary Mew.
Mary.
Hi, I have a couple of questions. One, what's the easiest way for us to get the email addresses for the authors in our sessions to email the papers? And the second thing is, I was looking on Ag Econ, and I see how you can access the papers for the AAEA meetings for 2014, but I was wondering if there's a way just to pull up the papers for the sessions that we're moderating without hunting down every paper individually.
Great question. Kristen or Brian?
This is Anna.
There's
no way on AgEcon Search to just look up that session. You're going to have to just look up the author's name or the title of the paper. But we are emailing later this month a list of all of the presentations and authors' names to you.
Okay. And that'll have their email addresses in it, too?
Yeah, they will.
Okay. Great.
That would be great. So that email would be to the moderator with either including or CCing all of the presenters in the session with all the information. Is that correct, Anna?
Yep, that's correct.
Great. Okay. And I guess I'll just make a note to us that we might see if there's a way for AgEcon Search to do some something that would allow just pulling up particular sessions.
Yeah, I can talk to Linda at AgEcon Search.
Great. Other questions and comments? What do you think?
There's a real quick question.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my emails trying to find out which session I'm moderating, and I can't seem to find it. Is there a location on the AAEA website that says you've registered for the meetings and this is what you're moderating, or do I just need to work harder at finding that email of which session I'm moderating?
We currently do not have that listed on our preliminary website program. We did email you, but they often get and boxes. I can actually email you that information after this phone call.
All right, that'd be great.
It looks like the email came on May 27th.
Oh, that will help very much.
Right.
Okay, and then, but if you can't find that, just contact us and we'll let you know.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
And then
and we'll include session information in that email as well that goes out later.
Great. Hi, this is Medea from UConn.
Hi.
I have a quick question. What's the best time to reach out to the participant you have in the session you're moderating, like 2 weeks before the meeting, 1 week before the meeting?
I think about 2 weeks before is about right. They will be receiving from AAEA email that is, you know, prepping them with the similar things to what you're seeing in the guidance to the moderators. In addition, in that, we'll be telling them you can expect at your session to have 15 minutes to present, 5 minutes for questions. So they will have the same exact same base of information as you will. And then I think about 2 weeks before is a nice time frame.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Kessel, this is Mahua from Annabelle Foundation. I have a question. I know you are. I understand that you are asking us to arrange the laptop, computer. I was wondering, like, whether there will be a pointer or clicker in that room, or do we have to bring that to you?
So, just to clarify. It might be that you're the person who has the presenter laptop, but it could be one of your presenters as well. So that would be something that a group could figure out. But Anna, we don't have pointers, do we? I think they would tend to walk.
No, we don't have pointers.
Yeah.
Because I did not moderate AEA session, but I did with Western meeting and others, and most of the time I found out that they are walking and the laptop is I've kept such a way that they have to come every time and change the slide. So that's what I was wondering, like.
Yeah, so in this case there won't be pointers, and then somebody in your session, either the moderator or one of the presenters, will have the presentation laptop. Will hook into the projection cord, and if it's an Apple or the presenter will have to be aware that they'll need the connection cord to go to a normal projector connection.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Mary. Again, one of the things I see, it doesn't mention how far in advance of the session we should arrive. And I guess just based on my experience, it seems to take about 20 minutes. About 20 minutes before the session starts to actually get the computer turned on, connected, and get everybody's presentations loaded up so that the session can start on time.
Great point. So we will add that to our directions, and both for moderators and for the information that we're going to be sending out to the presenters. And, I think it makes a huge amount of sense for people to have send presentations ahead of the session to whoever is going to be the host computer, so that you don't have that kind of high stakes plugging in thumb drives kind of situation going on. Great point. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah. And I found it is good if you can get the assign the person who's going to gather all the presentations and have them loaded, but there always seems to be at least one straggler who doesn't have it ready until they actually arrive.
Absolutely. And you just want to get that the number of those people down to a manageable level. Other questions and comments? Super. Okay, please, we are also, we'll also, as we're asking the presenters to give feedback, we'll also be asking you, the moderators, to give us feedback on how you think your session went. And then we'll kind of roll forward from here. But the overall idea is that we will get a best practices set going. It will be something that people know year to year, and that will serve to just strengthen even more the selective presentation part of the session or of the meeting. It's they're very important again because they just touch so many. So many people who are attending the meetings. So, thank you, everybody, and thanks again. Yes, thanks again for serving as moderators. It's really important to the program, and I know that all the presenters will look forward to being able to interact with you.